You're listening to the Faith Shaping Podcast for March 20th, 2006, sharing faith journeys to authentic Christian living. Thank you for tuning in to another edition of the Faith Shaping Podcast. My name is Tim Nolte, and I'm your host. And this is your first time listening to the podcast, once again, I'll point your direction to the rest of the podcast episodes. There is an introduction podcast, and you can find that easily on the website. I've recently updated the website to include a player that will generally have probably all of the episodes available for download. You can just listen to it right through the player, but they'll be listed in order in that little mini player on the right-hand side on the website. And I hope that'll just let you have easier access to previous episodes rather than having to kind of click through and find those episodes on the website. I don't have any listener feedback, anything to comment on this week, but I do want to start off this week with just kind of taking an opportunity to look back on the life shape of the triangle. This morning I had the opportunity to lead the discussion group, the small group time that we have on Sunday mornings that I'm a part of. Our regular leader was out of town, and he had asked me to kind of facilitate or lead that. And just some things that came out of that discussion today, I just kind of wanted to kind of go over and just maybe clarify, or at least just kind of talk a little bit about what we talked about. And that's going to kind of lead into what my topic is today. And it's not going to be on the square like, I've kind of mentioned before, this podcast isn't always going to be just the next shape in the book. It's going to be about what God's teaching me each week, and just giving you an idea of my faith journey and others that happen to come onto the podcast. And some of the things that we talked about, I kind of brought out that our main focus was on the subject of outreach. And some of the things that kind of went over and brought up were things that I had found in the Passionate Church book, and just some of the points that they made on what really it means to share your faith, or be authentic and do outreach, and part of that's even evangelism. And it's kind of interesting. We initially, in my preparation, I was kind of thinking, it seemed like the subject of outreach and evangelism was kind of synonymous. And while they do kind of go hand in hand, they aren't the same thing. One of our members kind of described it in the way of outreach as kind of maybe a precursor to evangelism. And, the definition of evangelism is really, if you look it up in the dictionary, it talks about, spreading the gospel through either public preaching, but the other thing is personal witness. And really that's what our faith is about. Our faith encompasses, really the aspects of the triangle with our up in and out relationships. And that's how our faith is really lived out. It's through those relationships we have with God, with other believers, and with those around us in the community. And, one thing that kind of came to mind in our discussions was perhaps a failure in myself to be desiring the wrong thing. What I had been looking for was something I could be a part of that was different than what I was already a part of. And not that that in and of itself is bad, but what I found was that the thing that I was looking for was not necessarily just a group to be a part of and in a change in just what I was doing, but really a change in my own heart. And that just kind of leads me into my subject for today, which really has to do with what is faith, and how is our faith supposed to be lived out? I call this the Faith Shaping Podcast, and you know, I talk about the fact that this is a faith journey that I'm on. And really, our faith encompasses our daily lives. I mean, we are called to live out our faith. Our faith isn't purely something that we believe. I kind of did a quick look up in the dictionary and what they define faith as. And their definition of faith is simply a belief in, you know, well, they talk about belief in God or a belief in something. And faith is so much more than that. We are called as Christians to have a living daily faith. And that's really what this community of faith, missional community of faith thing that this group that I'm a part of has been talking about. This is something that I've looked and desired to be a part of. And I've been looking for a way to kind of express that. And what I've found is that it's not a matter of me being in a group like this. It's about me expressing myself, my faith daily. And what am I doing? What things am I doing in my life to follow God's leading in all areas of my life? I come to realize that I need to be asking for God to change my own heart and help me to open my eyes and see where He's leading. I had some interesting discussions this past week about this whole subject of where I'm supposed to be going and what I feel called to do. And while I have a heart for youth and just the hurt of youth and this aspect of how youth don't seem to be understood by the adults today. They seem to be rejected. They aren't free to express their differences and the differences they have as a result of the culture we live in. And not to say that the culture we live in and everything in it is correct, because that's false. I do not believe that. But yet I think there's certain aspects of our culture that have changed, and not necessarily have changed for the worse. They're just changes in how things are done. And I mean, we have to be willing to, as a church, as a body of believers, to adapt, to effectively minister to the culture we live in. And that's something that I feel that we're lacking in. And that's something that I need in my own life, is God to change my heart. I mean, He's giving me the desire to do that, but I need to change my life and ask for Him to change my heart and my thinking and my attitude and give me the courage to step out in faith to do the things He's called me to do. You know, the first point that of faith that I want to talk about tonight is this aspect on faith is a personal thing. You know, I was talking about this fact that I had this desire to be a part of something so that I could express my faith. And that is false thinking. It's not a matter of being a part of something to express your faith. Our faith is personal. Our faith is between us and God. And in how we live out that faith, that's the aspect that's the witness for other people. And, you know, the thing of it is, too, is that, you know, I talk about this faith journey that I feel that I'm on. And a part of that faith journey, and this is my next point, is that our faith is constantly changing. And that what I mean by that is it's an aspect of our hearts changing and God teaching us on a daily basis and drawing us closer to Him. And, you know, I made this comment to somebody yesterday how I think at times we can think that we know God, yet we don't have a clue about what God is. We have these small glimpses in His Word of, you know, what God is like, yet that's just a minute amount of the fullness of God that we won't understand and we won't get to experience until we're in heaven. And it's the revealing of his truth and who he is throughout our lives, through his word and the experiences that he gives us in this life, that is part of our changing faith. It's not, our faith isn't something that's the same every day. It's something that needs to change. You know, I look back on, you know, where my faith was in God, you know, like even 10 years ago. I've only been a Christian for about, what, the last 10, 12 years. And I can see how God has worked in my heart and my life through the years and brought me closer to him and closer to him one baby step at a time. You know, and there had even been years in there where I felt that I wasn't really growing that much. And, you know, a big reason for that is the lack of that personal faith, you know, that personal time with him. You know, that's kind of going back to the triangle again and the need that we have for the up relationship and building that continually. And the life shapes is just really, I mean, but that's the aspect of really how we continue to have our lives change and our faith change. Our faith change through our lives. That's the life shapes are a part of that. And anything that God reveals to us is a part of our faith changing. And the other aspect of our faith is this aspect of it being authentic. And, you know, this morning it was interesting. We were talking about just our witness and how we interact with non-believers. And, you know, the draw for building relationships in general is, you know, deep, meaningful relationships, that is this fact of being authentic and being real, showing others that we're human. You know, I think it's very easy to fall into this aspect of, you know, as a Christian, I'm living this perfect life. You know, I've always got things together and we always want to show that face to people. When in reality, we struggle on a daily basis to be following him. I mean, it's amazing how I work in a Christian workplace. I'm involved with the youth group and heavily in church. And at times I feel like I'm in this Christian bubble, yet that doesn't mean that I'm always growing and my life is perfect and pulled together. No, not at all. I still struggle with things, even though I'm surrounded by this wealth of Christian fellowship and knowledge and experiences. I still struggle just the same as those that are unbelievers. You know, I mean, I don't necessarily fall into all of the same things that unbelievers, and I'm not, you know, looking to go steal something or, you know, kill anybody or anything like that. You know, I'm not tempted in those ways, but all of that comes down to temptation and falling into sin. And that's where the world that we live in, they're lost in the sin and the darkness. And it's our job to be living out our faith daily as a witness to Christ, what he's done in our lives and how he's continually changing us, and being real, being able to share our struggles with people. And, you know, it's so easy to think, you know, as a Christian, I have to put on this perfect, you know, look or this perfect face, because if I don't show that, you know, I've got things together and there's some kind of big difference in my life, then I'm just going to be called a hypocrite. If I fail, nobody's going to come to Christ through me because they see, oh, he fails. He's just a hypocritical Christian. He says one thing and then he fails in these areas. And, you know, people may have that attitude, yet it's the times that we fail and we go to God, we ask for forgiveness, and we can share that's our heart with people. That's what is the difference in our lives. It's not it's not a matter of us being perfect and us doing things correctly. It's about us having a heart of wanting and desiring to please the Lord and with our lives and giving it to him, and in times of trouble, going to him and bringing our needs to him and trusting that he's going to fulfill our needs. And I mean, it's the hope that we have in that. That's part of what we need to share. That's the difference in our lives. We as Christians don't live in this world in a hopeless state as many in this world do. I know a lot of people that they don't have any clue what they're here for. And they just feel like, you know, things are with this war in Iraq and just how society is. I mean, there's people that are, you know, quote unquote, good people that are frustrated with how things are. And I know that one of the big things that goes through non-believers' minds when a Christian, you know, maybe comes or confronts them or gets into discussion with them is, how can a God so great and so loving allow the world to be the way it is? Well, the answer to that is, it's not God allowing it to be that way. It's the sin and brokenness that's just infested in this world that God doesn't have anything to do with. He has no part in sin. He can't stand sin. And he loves us, but he gives us free will. He gives us the choice to follow him. And that's the difference in our lives too. It's, as Christians, our faith is based on our choosing to follow Christ and be living lives that are pleasing to him. And we're going to fail. We're going to stumble. And God knows that. Yet we know that his forgiveness is always there. His blood washes away our sins and it cleanses us. And God forgets our sin. You know, I've heard it described to me that, you know, God looks at us through Christ, and through Christ's blood, that's what, you know, does away with our sin. And I really believe that this aspect of having an authentic Christian faith and Christian life is key to reaching this world for Christ. It's not about necessarily us going out there and handing out tracts and, you know, preaching on the street corner, you know, knocking door to door, trying to talk with people. And I mean, those things are fine, but that's not what it's all about. I mean, we can go up to somebody's house and we can, you know, knock on them. We can say, you know, I'm just going around the neighborhood and I want to pray for people. And that can make a small impact on their life. That can maybe plant a seed. You know, God can use anything to reach people for him. But I really think if we take a hard look at what Christ did when he was living here on earth, his mission was to share the gospel and through the relationships he built. It started with you know, deep relationships with, you know, close friends, the 12 disciples. And from there, it went to this, the times he spent with people. And, you know, that's the part where we really need to take and put our faith into action. And that's what I feel for my life, is that I really need to be not seeking to be a part of something where others can help me put my faith into action. I mean, definitely the, you know, when going back to the triangle, the aspect of the inn is definitely, and I talked about this a little bit this morning, is definitely an aspect of, you know, our outreach, that where we can come to that inn and get the support to be able to do the out. But really, I mean, putting our faith into action, it is dependent on us and our hearts, and God, and asking God to change our hearts to be willing to step out in faith, knowing that he's going to give us what we need. He's going to protect us when we are perhaps in difficult situations, you know, risky situations, in when we're engaging this world. And there is a real spiritual battle going on. And our faith is what is going to hold us steadfast and keep us firmly grounded and following Christ. You know, I just want to say that unfortunately this time around the podcast is going to be kind of short. I just really wanted to share with you just kind of this small revelation that God has shown me about what it really means to have a real personal changing and authentic faith. And, you know, this is something that I'm continually exploring and I'm learning, and I'm really excited to see where God takes me next on this faith journey. You know, this podcast is, while it's been something that I've enjoyed, it's been really something that has taught me a lot. The times I've had to sit and think about and talk about what God is really doing in my life, it's kind of the, you know, going back to the learning circle, it's kind of that, you know, discussion and reflection part of the learning circle. And now is the time where I need to begin planning on how I'm going to be living out this faith and, you know, doing the things with the triangle and getting involved and out. And that's something that I'm really seeking for. And I've talked about that, and I am actively looking for that. And, you know, right now I actually see that I will probably be making some changes in my life in just how I interact with those around me. I need to be approaching people with different eyes and not afraid to not necessarily show my faith, but just live out my faith no matter where I'm at, and being real and authentic. And I think that is what's going to make all the difference in this world today. That was kind of one thing too that the book said, is that, you know, there is a huge change in our culture today. And as Christians, how are we going to be willing to let God change us to be able to effectively minister and live authentic Christian lives in the world today? Well, with that, I just want to thank you once again for listening. And I really, really welcome your feedback once again. I do have a promo at the end of the show that I hope you'll enjoy and maybe you'll check out. And if you have any suggestions for the podcast, you know, please send them my way. I want to just leave you with God's blessings, and have a good week. God bless.
Incoming subspace signal.
Rev 10 Podcast.
Hey everyone, this is Rev Tim from the Rev Tim Podcast, fresh from the San Francisco Bay Area. Now, if we can bring you a little bit of hope and inspiration, our job has been accomplished. We want to help you build positive relationships with your spouse, with your children, with your friends, at your workplace, and just help you to find out how God wants you to be a better person in this life. You know, God has a plan and a purpose for your life. It is not for disaster, but it's to give you a hope and a future. Check it out, the Rev Tim Podcast.
Just go to RevTim.com and click on the show notes link.